Well, good evening, afternoon, morning, whatever time you are logging in or listening to this. Welcome back to our continuing ongoing series on looking at all the different page building solutions for WordPress. This session is focusing on what you're looking at right now, the Themify Builder Pro. Now, just a little bit of a background. Themify, basically about the time Elegant Themes started to expand beyond just their themes, Themify came on the world scene of WordPress and released their first Builder Pro, or their variation of a Builder Pro. And it was very similar to, but in their own way, last Tuesday's WP Page Builder webinar, where all it did is allowed you to go to a WordPress page and design an element. But the difference is Themify's group continued to enhance and grow the plugin to a point that it is now a robust system with 500 different ways to accomplish the same thing. So that's both positive and negative. Positive means it's so flexible that anybody can get used to using it. But negative is it's kind of a Frankenstein, because as it grew and added new features, it kept old features. And so everybody could do whatever they wanted. And so you might think, oh, well, it's going to be overblown. But they've done a number of things. They've done them well to the point where they accommodate for all of their crazy ways of doing this. So just briefly before we get into it, I also want to point out that Themify's system is probably one of the cheapest systems out there. Now, why do I say that? Because again, this Builder Pro, oops, that's going to take me to there. Builder Pro is $69. But there's one thing that, where do they have? Let me go back to Themify. They have this thing called Master Club. And that is, they take like the best of what used to occur in WordPress theme companies and the best of what the future of theme companies offer. So basically $89 is their everything fee. So you have your $89 gets you all their themes, regular WordPress themes. And what's interesting about that is it also includes Photoshop files for each one of those themes. There are plugins, all their builder add-ons, we'll talk about that one, and their post-type builder add-ons. Now, the only plugins that will probably be of interest to some of you, or maybe not, are the post-type builder here and the Builder Pro. Basically, Builder Pro and Themify Builder, they're all kind of wrapped into one thing. Basically, it is Builder Pro. But they have Themify Builder is the free version. The Builder Pro is like this enhanced feature, which we will be looking at. And then there are all these add-ons that you might think are other page builders already include things like audio playlists or pricing tables. These are more robust, but what they've done at Themify is split it out. So that when you're doing client site, you only have to add features, because each of these are different plugins. You only have to add those features if you want to use them. So it's one of their ways that they, even though there is some bloat, or it appears to be bloat because of all the different ways we can accomplish design, it's how they keep things as small. It's one of the ways, because they split out a whole bunch of the advanced features. That if you're not going to use progress bars, why load or even add all that JavaScript, all that code to the plugin, to the site? So it's a nice feature, and we will be taking a look at that. All right. So without further ado, and we will, what I did want to do is talk about the, there. So one of the things the Themify Builder provides really is the most understandable system, and you'll see this in just a moment, of creating a theme in the WordPress admin area. So it uses the page builder to create a theme so you can create your post archives, your footers, your whatever. It has all the different templates that you would tend to use in a theme. Best part about it is it only interrupts the theme version if you have set a template in the Themify builder. So that means if I don't use the Themify builder to do my homepage or my a page or a search results, my theme is going to handle those. The moment I create a template, Themify builder takes over and the theme doesn't use, I don't use the homepage from the theme anymore. So it's kind of a nice way of balancing. You can use any theme with this. So we were going to get into this. And again, this is a newer feature. They have an incredible integration of dynamic content. And we will walk through this. And it's very easy to use. And I think it's easier to use than some of the other plugins. And there's lots of pre-designed templates. All right. So let's dive in here. So we've got a WordPress website. Basically, I nuked this site that we've been playing around with so that we could not clobber ourselves. And let me actually zoom this in slightly. All right. Okay. So I have a few things from Themify installed. We're not going to spend any time really talking about the post type builder. I believe I do have a webinar in the library about this, but it is basically a replacement. If you wanted to go this direction for pods, it's a replacement for Metabox and Metabox views because it can create your post types. It can create your custom fields. It can create your templates, your archive, your single post page. But there's just some basic settings. If we have time, maybe we'll briefly take a look at this. But our Themify builder is where we want to spend our time. So the Themify builder, and again, we're running VocePress on there. You'll notice something right here. Themify builder is one of the few page builder plugins that includes a full, robust caching system. Both caching on the front end, caching on the back end. And it's not just the caching of regenerating all the CSS, but it literally we cache the front end so that we can serve our site better. So this is how the Themify builder is able to work with any theme. It's how the Themify builder is able to stay fast and lean and work with however you're going to deal with. Okay, so basically we can enable and disable it. So if we enable it, it's enabled everywhere. There's actually a syst or change in their approach. It enables the builder capability on every custom post type unless you disable it here. So if for whatever reason on VocePress's custom blocks, you don't want to use it, you have to check it to turn it off. So it's just a different philosophy. Basically, it's on everywhere unless you turn it off. You'll also notice how I can come down here, set my breakpoints, my responsiveness. I can scroll to offset, which is really cool because sometimes when we have like an admin bar at the top, basically we're 50 or 60 pixels off of the actual top, we can actually have an offset. So maybe we don't want it to scroll all the way to the top when we're scrolling to something, or maybe we are, how many of you have ever scrolled to an anchor link, but it throws it way off the screen or just too far? This is a simple in their scroll to animation that it already includes. I can now say, you know what, give it a 50 or 150 pixel offset. Nice way to handle just a little tweak so that it looks better, where it doesn't just force that anchor link right to the top on the front end. Now, We also can come in here. Again, everything is enabled by default. These are all these little modules, which you'll see here in the add-on, in the plugin, all the different elements that we create. Now, in our performance, as I said, the Themify Builder really worked hard to make sure that they can be optimized and cachey. So I run through this and I can disable lazy load or just use native lazy load. I can disable minified script. By default, all scripts are minified when you use this page builder. You can enable gzip, jQuery migrate, WebP image, and we can clear all this type of stuff. I can then go through here and provide access for which user roles. We'll have access both the front end and back end. As you will see, Themify Builder allows you to design both on the front end and the back end. It has one of the coolest integrations with just default WordPress that you'll see. We have image, custom CSS that just goes everywhere. This is like an overkill thing. If you're going to put something just so generic in here that goes everywhere, why not just put it in the style sheet of the theme? Our integration API goes through a number of the add or the elements that we can add in the page builder that connect up to different functions, everything from mail systems to Google Maps, etc. And in the tools, we can do a search and replace, regenerate, and like some of the other page builders, we can turn on a maintenance mode and either display a page, which page are we showing, or display a message, what message are we doing? So that as the administrator, we can still get in and design, but everybody else shows a maintenance mode. All right, so those are the settings. Over here on the left-hand side, there are numerous things that may feel like it's repetitive. So for example, I have themes and I have templates, and you might think, okay, well, that makes sense. Okay. But I don't know about the themes, because themes should be over here in my appearances themes, but no, when we build our own theme using the plugin. Saved layouts is when we design a page and we can save the layout. We will do that in just a moment. Layout parts are kind of the same way, where I can come in here to VocePress custom blocks, create a design in a block, and then that can be reusable in different places. The big difference with a layout part, you're going to notice how it's basically just like VocePress's custom block, except it doesn't have conditional logic set in here. It's just a blank design area that you can drop in here. The only difference is when we are actually in the theme builder, we can pull these layout parts in. So I could create my footer as a layout part and then choose to bring it into the actual theme. So it may make more sense when we get into the design work. All right. Then we have our global styles. And this is a little bit unusual for a page builder because it's visual. When I'm looking at this, I look at this design. This is my design layout because I'm basically creating a typography overlay. This is not what is going into the site, but this is how I am able to say for H1, this is what I'm designing it to be. So it's a visual look at a typography system. So this is much more of if you're a designer and you create sample typographical pages in like Photoshop, because you want to let the client see the bold, the colors, the things that you might be working on. And so that's exactly what this is, where we're trying to figure out what we want to add in. All right, let me just jump back here. Let me close this. Come on, go back. Okay, so we can create any number of them. And this is the big difference. So I have my style, which we can apply to this style. Notice how it says green. I can apply that green style, which you will see in just a moment. But when I create things, sure, it can be rows, columns, but then I can also create a style for post title. So I could design that post title. And then when I go build my item, I can assign this special style. It's how many of you remember way back with iThemes Builder when we had that seldom used plugin that was one of the first visual CSS builders ever for WordPress? And when we would save that file and it would contain CSS. And when we would build the builder blocks, we could assign the style to that block. So we could have like 8 different styles, but each block could have a different style assigned to it. It's basically split out more. So this is more, think about global styles. It's a visual thing that you can quickly see. And here's why you might use something like this. Let's just say you are going to do a holiday rewrap of the website. You could create a new global style. We'll call this one our holiday create. And as it comes in here, now I have this row where I can come in here and say, oh, you know what? My header one for the holiday needs to be red. My header two needs to now be green. And we can start to build this, and we'll save this as, and we'll close this. Let's get back here, refresh. So now I have a holiday and as a visual one. So when I'm ready to work with it, I can, that's to export it. I can assign this as the style. Again, it's one of those unique things that Themify Builder has. It may not be useful for you, but again, think about this as a way to maintain visual style sheets. And then you can swap them. There's also custom fonts, like all the other things, allows you to upload fonts and just status information. All right. So now let's take a look at just the basics of using Themify Builder. So I'm going to come over here to a regular WordPress page, and we will title it Test Page Themify. You'll immediately notice a difference. It's one of the only page builders that can operate directly inside Gutenberg. Look, my design style is inside Gutenberg. I'm immediately already in Gutenberg. I didn't say, hey, use this editor, which means I can also still use Gutenberg. You can basically have a top part using Themify and then Gutenberg below it if you wanted to. I can add areas. So basically, this is important to see, because this editor will be similar to the editor on the front end when we do front end editing. So when we are looking at this, this is our menu bar where we can add elements. Click this, and you're going to see how you literally see I can add rows, breaks. Here's all the different elements. And it's right there inside here. I have my responsiveness to change. I have the ability to import and export whatever I'm working on. I have layouts, which we will take a look at in just a moment. And I have the ability to duplicate this page. And I have direct CSS just on this page. And then I have interface options. You can actually choose if you want to use a dark mode, if you want to use a right click. So if I right click, see how that just popped open? It's not using the browser right click. I can actually be in here right clicking, opening up options. I can hover mode. I can turn that off so that as I'm moving around, things aren't going to be popping up and doing all sorts of weird things. So you'll notice how the same way Divi, the same way a few of the other page building plugins have in their Canvas design area. When we are building, I hover over elements that are like this. Now, if you didn't notice, and maybe some of you did when we first came onto the screen, look over here. Themify Builder is a Gutenberg block. Now, if you are just operating on Classic Editor, it's going to have the build with Themify, or build with Builder, or something like that. I think it's Themify Builder, or use Themify Builder, and it will leave the Classic Editor. But because the block is there, remember how I said you can intersperse? Themify Builder is an actual block. So if I came in here and removed the block, I'm back on regular Gutenberg. So as I said, I could come in here and have a Gutenberg header or heading, and my next block, Themify Builder, opens that up. See that? It's such a unique feature of a builder system. It's almost future-proofing itself inside Gutenberg. The only one that's basically playing inside Automatic's playground. Everybody else is trying to make their own system. All right. So I wanted to point that out, that that is one of these very, very unique systems. All right. So when we're in here, again, we can be operating in this little area with revisions, saving items. We already have our wrapper. The purple is the wrapper. As you can see, when I, hold on, make sure I'm heading there. All right, click this, or click the orange. There we are. So when I double click on these items, I get every single type of a point and click CSS, whether I'm dealing with filters, I'm dealing with margins, whether I'm dealing with corners or hover or shadows, everything is in here to handle the management of this wrapper area. You'll see a little green item, which is also the green item here, the plus button. When I click on it, I am given the option of several things. One, we have saved modules. I don't have any saved rows or layout parts. Those are those things that I was originally showing you, those layout parts that we can drop in. My modules, I have a way of creating columns, split rows, 100%, 50-50, 33%, 25%, 20, and then the six columns out there. You can choose all that. So if I created one row, notice how if I can't, I can drag and drop it. That's one way to do it. Or I can come in here and hover over the green plus, and it will automatically add it. So again, this is another one of those instances of there are three or four different ways of doing it, which means I think if people use it, you'll be very comfortable very quick. Or very quickly, because most of us probably just try to get something to work. And so whether you click the plus or drag and drop, it all works. All right. So now inside this area, we have all the traditional types of page building systems, from accordions to buttons to callouts to layout parts to maps, overlays, forms, social sharing, widgets, alerts, buttons. All see, there's just a ton of different objects. And some of these are actual widgets. Some of them are not. I can, again, come down over here for archive stuff. We'll see where these single post pages operate, products that we might have for WooCommerce. Everything is there. So if I were to let's just drop a simple little image. Again, I can hit the plus, and then we're saying, which image do you want? All right, we want this image. And then I'm given a location. What do I want to do with it? I have tons and tons of options, styling based, visibility, where we're turning it on and off, animation, and then we click done. Now, when we are in the back end of WordPress, this is what we will see. So it's more of like a wireframe image system, but it's built within Gutenberg. I'm not going to see everything. When we are on the front end, which we'll take a look at in just a moment, we have this. So wanted to show you Themify Builder operates inside Gutenberg as an actual block. Now let's go take a look at Gutenberg's other aspect of its system. And that's in the thing that they call themes. When we want to create the archive pages, single post pages, and just design the whole thing using the builder, it considers them themes. So basically, you're going to have an overarching design style that you're going to pull from their pre-built areas, and then you customize. So when I add a new theme, I have to add a new theme. And so this is my Muffin Master theme. If I had an image I was going to use for that, I don't know, doesn't look like a muffin, but that will be our theme image. Great, next. This is where we can import one of their pre-built themes, and we will do that here in just a moment, or you can start from blank. Now, when you start from blank, you have to create each page template. To make our life a little bit easier, we're just going to go ahead and grab, I don't know, Gadget, or let's do the ebook one. So we're going to grab the ebook, and I'll import the demo, because that's going to import images and make it look a little bit nicer. You'll see why. So we're going to activate this. At this point, I should have shown you this before. If we had gone to the templates area, this would have been empty. But you'll notice how my templates have, these are the active ones. Do I have any specifically headers that I've built, footers that I've built, single post pages, archive post pages? I can even see that my conditions, which we'll look at, includes the post archives, date archives, author archives, and search results. And I've got pages. Oh, look, here's a page for 404 and a page for regular WordPress pages. So let me go back to active. So this is a simple little way. Let's take a look. Oh, here's our header and footer. Let's just go take a look at the page for regular pages. If I click on this page, we are then presented with a simple little thing that says, here's my post content. Again, this is all in the back end. On the front end, all of a sudden, we are on the front end of the website, and we are now editing in full-blown visual experience. So that means that when I am hovering over something, anything, clicking anything, I am shown that information. I am shown, let me exit out of this. I'm shown, here's our about post content, read more, what's this from? And I can edit items. So let me actually get out of this because I'm still here. I want to go to the actual homepage. And this is probably one of the weirder parts of using Themify Builder. I am logged in as the administrator of the website. I'm not, look at my URL. I'm not technically using the builder system. Yet as the administrator, when I'm looking at my site, I have new hovers that show up that say, you know what? Hey, do you want to edit this template? This is the template for ebook footer. What about edit the template for ebook header? Even though I'm the administrator logged in, it's still wanting me to edit. Now, there are ways to turn that off, but it's just one of those things that, you know what, maybe please let me turn on to edit, rather than hover and give me options. You'll notice how Themify Cache is already running, so everything is being cached. But notice how it has completely taken over for the actual VocePress theme. So let's go back here, because I'm going to show you, if I go to our templates, let's get rid of, I'm going to get rid of single post. Let's trash this one. So now we're going to go to the front end. Great. I'm going to now type in hello world, because I know that will get us. Now notice how the header is still working and the footer is still working, but everything else here is still is, it's using VocePress to handle this, but because the header and the footer, or that basically the header opens everything, it doesn't close, VocePress is looking wonky. But if I go back one more and let's get rid of the header and the footer, now it's going to look really weird. Okay, so now VocePress's header is working, but the content is there. If I go to sample page, it's going to look like the, no, if I go to hello world, it's going to look like the regular hello world post on VocePress. So the thing is, you can actually build quite a, let's go over to my templates here. I can create a new template and let's call this one, where do we want to put it? Let's call this one our single, because we're going to create a hello world post. So we're going to include the hello world post, and we'll call this one our single post. We're creating a template file. It's the single one. We're assigning it to our posts. I could assign it to anything I wanted. And you can create multiple conditions where you assign that template. All right, we click next, and it says, hey, do you want something to get you started? Notice how now it's looking at just type content type templates. We're going to just say blank for now. Publish. All right, and now we're ready to go. So if I come in here and say, all right, I need a single area, pop in here, I can type post title. Click this post title, boom, we got our items here. Now, this is one of the cool things that I don't think I've found any of the other page builders to do. And that's its integration with dynamic information. What if you have a, you want to assign a CSS class based on something dynamic that's part of that custom post type? Because maybe you created a custom post type that has all sorts of extra fields, not for publishing, but fields because now you can say, this is a Saturday post. Well, I can come in here and say dynamic, click on the class, jump down here, see how I've got, if I had a custom field, I would enter that custom field, whatever it is. And so I'm able to set up a custom field is part of my post type that could then be fed into the CSS class wrapper. So where this is, it just opens the door to so many possibilities. And so that's like dynamic inside the ID area. But I can also come in here and as we look at different dynamic things. So stop. Let me add, I'm trying to look for the green modules. Let me just grab a text field. You'll see why. In my text field, in the content, here's, I can assign dynamic. Notice how to the module title, I can be dynamic. To the actual field, I can do dynamic based on, look at that, current date and time. short code, site description, all the different things that we'd have in a post. I could have options. If you use Themify Post Type Builder, we have all these type of things that you could assign, other types of fields. So whether you're using Metabox, whether you're using pods, all of these, we can grab information out of the database and assign, would that have before and after, even have display conditions on this dynamic area to hide this module when empty. So there is such a depth of dynamic insertion of database values. So you can go incredibly deep on what you can do. But you'll notice how there at times it feels like you edit on the front end, you edit on the back end, you edit on layout pieces, and you edit, you know, in the actual administration. And it feels that, okay, once I save this, all right, do I close that? Where am I now? Why am I on the front area? Why am I editing this? How do I get back? Am I writing my content here? Am I designing my areas? Which is part of why, again, I'm going to add all this stuff to the GPL share box so you can play around with it. It may be just too convoluted because there's so many different options that you don't want to spend any time with it. Others, I know, are going to play with this and say, whoa, this now makes perfect sense for me to build my own themes and build my own templates. But I just wanted you to point out that if you're going to do that, the your order of operations basically is to create a theme. And again, this is a Themify theme. This is not a WordPress theme. You create a theme, and then you assign templates. You build templates, whether it is the header, the footer, singles, archives, pages. You have to build it all out. Now, you'll notice how when, even though I deleted the header and the footer, if I go to this area and my post, no, go back here, options. No, that's the op. That, sorry, I'm jumping around here. My 404, it's now missing the other modules because it used to have a header area. It used to have a footer area. So we would actually have to go in here and assign, where was it? There is another one here that allows us to grab a layout part. So we would actually go in here to our layout part. Whoops, missed it. Layout part right here. Where'd it go? Where's my layout part? Why didn't it put my layout part there? All right, we'll just add something here and we'll just add it right in there. Let's do our layout part. So there, now I can come in here and grab that layout part. That's where I would add like a footer or a header that was managed somewhere else. But because we deleted it as part of our quick look, I don't have that to show you. But we'd have to manage our headers and our footers that we are laying it out. I think that about does it. Again, there's a lot in here. You can build your header, footer, post, single post, archives, and it's all right here in this theme system. If you are going to use it as part of your content creation, you can do that. So that's where the builder system, it's two parts. One, it's a managing of the theme. And the second part is you can use the same theme builder framework that you'd use to create your theme on individual Gutenberg pages because it's a Gutenberg block. So I can write my content. I can use all the little custom design elements. So I don't have to, I can use regular Gutenberg if I want, or I can use Themify Builder. It's just a unique take on combining everything with WordPress. It might feel like too much of a Frankenstein for people, but that's where Themify Builder is succeeding because they've pushed the envelope beyond just a page builder to try and be a universal system that people can choose to get comfortable with, yet they don't require you to use any of their themes. So they'll operate interspersed with whatever you currently have. So in the same way where Zion Builder basically lets you put Zion Builder on a site that currently exists and you can slowly start modifying themes or pages over to Zion Builder or templates over to Zion Builder, you don't have to do it all at once. Themify Builder is similar. Handles it completely different. But that's where we are with Themify Builder. I will get the actual plugin and a number of the add-ons up into GPL Sharebox so you can play around with it. Just see what it's like playing with this. And I hope at least it's been interesting seeing somebody who's really trying to push the dynamic content to be more accessible, but allowing you to use dynamic elements basically in every single field that exists in the theme builder. So have a great rest of the day or evening. Enjoy your dinner. It has been years since I looked at this, so I was pleasantly surprised, but it could be something that people might enjoy. It is a lot to take in. And if it's something that people like using, maybe we can do more in-depth look. Take care. Have a great rest of your Thursday.